I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome back to our studios, direct from Finland. Well, not quite direct from Finland. They've been here in the States for a little bit here, traveling around. Nini Pojarvi and Mika Kuokkanen. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Terve kaikki suomalaiset.
So nice to have you back. You were here about a year ago.
Yes.
And you guys are from Finland, but you make it over to the States quite frequently, right?
Yeah. Mika can tell about that, yes.
Many times, and now we recorded our next album in the upstate of New York and with Larry Campbell and Justin Gibb, and then and did some business meetings in New York City, and then we flew to Minnesota and played one show in Ely and went to UP, and now we came back and we're going to play here in Duluth on Sunday.
And you're playing on Sunday, and this is actually a benefit show for somebody that many KUMD listeners might be familiar with. First of all, he was a volunteer back on KUMD back in the day. Is Jerry Hinkle, and he also is well known in the Finnish community. He's a kantele maker, and he has been the editor of New World Finn for over 15 years, so pretty well known in the Finnish American community in this area. And that benefit starts at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Red Star Lounge in Duluth, and Jim Hall is also playing, Robbie Meyerson, and the Procrastinators. None of them have come quite as far as you guys, though, so you win the Traveling the Farthest award for this benefit.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is...
Anything for Jerry.
Exactly, he's definitely a person I want to...
He's great.
Yeah.
He's been helping out many people, and
so
it's nice to help him.
Exactly.
Well, so you guys, now you mentioned you recorded a new album. Is that one that's not out yet?
Yes.
Okay. But now, Nini, you have one under your name, right, that you released since you were last here?
Just recently. Well, it's been a very busy year. I don't know. There is not much brain left in me. But so, yeah, I just released my Finnish album in Finland late September.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, yep, yeah, that was that the question? I forgot it already.
Okay,
what did you ask about the
No,
album?
No, that's what I want to know. So what song are you going to do for us right now? From what
actually,
album or what era?
Even, we are going to do my Finnish song later, but we want to start with none of us, Mika and me, we haven't recorded this song yet but this is a song that I just happen to love so much. This is a song by Carole King. And it's this kind of weather. We just came from Michigan, and there is snow all over. I haven't seen that much snow in November anywhere in my lifetime. So that's it's about snow and cold weather, and like the song is called Home Again. How important feeling is that? And we feel like being home again when coming here, definitely. Even sometimes we feel, when traveling, we feel homesick. We want to get back to a real home in Helsinki. But it's so nice to be here when it feels exactly like there. Mm. So this is Carole King.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make a home again. It's so cold and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold and rain is wet. Chills my soul right through the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right. Thank you. till I'm home again and feeling right. Until I'm home again and feeling right.
That is Nini Pojarvi and Mika Kuokkanen doing a Carole King song. Oh, lovely and perfect for this time of year.
Well, exactly. And I just realized this goes to Jerry Henkel as well, this song, Home Again.
Oh, he yeah, because the fundraiser is to yes. help him get a new home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, last time you guys were here, we talked about kind of the American influence on your music, and Mika talked about how he grew up listening to American music. It was just, you know, pretty much part of your repertoire from the start. How long have you known that song? Is that a fairly recent discovery, or did you hear it a long time ago?
Well, I've been listening to this album where this song exists. It's Tapestry by Carole King, the most
very
beautiful
very iconic American album.
Yes. It is. And I've listened that, well, I don't know how many years, but we had a tribute night to Carole King's music a few years ago with our Hoedown band in Helsinki. So I definitely wanted to do this song there, and since that I've been singing this. I just love it. It's okay. One of my favorite songs.
We're going to record it someday.
Oh,
soon.
Yes, for
nice,
sure.
Nice.
I insist.
Well, and I want to ask you about that, because we talked last time you were here about the Hoedown band. Is that still happening when you're back in Finland?
And then
Nini, you just did an album of your own.
Yeah.
So that was just released in Finland?
Yes, yes.
And it did very well, didn't it?
Yeah. I guess so. It has got very good reviews. If that means something for me, it means a lot. Of course, I think for definitely, like personally, I feel I've done like best album, like my own stuff. There is both mine and Mika's music, and it's been gone 7 years, like when. From my latest album, so I kind of had time to do this. Maybe not like exact time to do, because I have got a baby in the meanwhile and everything, like everything that has kept me busy. But still, it's some kind of process in my head probably that now came out, and I'm really happy with this album. I'm very proud to say I enjoyed that by myself too. Like it's very nice.
Wonderful.
It went to the charts and all that, and it's been doing fine.
So when you tour in Finland, do you have kind of a fan base there and places that you do really well?
We've been doing
concerts
and stuff for a long time, so there is.
So it's very active scene. These people who love roots music, they are really active ones who are loyal fans, loyal audience, and my Finnish music kind of maybe in Finland might get those roots fans, but also like people who love to listen music in Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of good for us.
So is the music similar to what you do, but it's just in Finnish, or do you do something that's different musically?
I think it's based to roots music. Finnish music. Well, when I write music, I can't help. I am in that way. I am a real Finnish girl. They are always melancholy, sad, and miserable. Like, can't help that. I mostly write songs when I am a little bit sad, in a sad mood. So that's my kind of nature.
So are the albums you do together under both of your names, are those happier?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
There's an Australian.
Yeah, the lyrics might be. Yeah.
Even though he's pretty dark.
He's pretty dark, but maybe Mika writes all that music to his lyrics, so maybe they are a little bit like more grooving and kind of, I don't know, hard to say.
I'm just curious about kind of the differences between the different projects that, you guys do. Because you guys do so many projects.
Oh, that's true. And many people are very confused about, what are you doing now?
But we've been working on with 5 different albums this year. So it's it's been busy. Yeah. Busy and couple albums with the Hoedown band and now our duo album and Nini's album, and then we're done with one album with this very famous singer-songwriter Edu Kettunen. He's famous in Finland, and so it's been, and we've been touring all the time. So
we definitely we need a break after this year. I don't know how long break we need, but when you ask that, you would like to hear the difference what we have done. So maybe the next song what we're gonna do. No. I don't know when, but yeah. Oh. So it's going to be our duo, duo from our duo stuff, and it's in English, so you could hear the difference between...
And we did talk about that. You have a lyricist who's Australian. That in fact, your previous album, you recorded in Australia.
And now we're going to do... Or we started in upstate New York to do the next one.
But you still had... And I forget his name. The
Terry MacArthur.
Yes. Yeah. Was he still... So he was involved again with the
lyrics
on this one?
Yeah, and he came from Sydney too. Okay. To the recordings. And
yeah, we had so much fun.
We went to see the business people in New York City. And it's
great.
Yeah, so it's international.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, tell me about the song again. What are we going to hear?
Mika.
Well, this is called Vagabond Moon, which is the title track from the last album.
I just have to do
a little tuning. I have to tell a joke to you all. I'm very bad. Do you have any, Christine?
No, but we can mention the event again coming up on Sunday at 5:30. It's a benefit at the Red Star Lounge for Jerry Henkel, and you guys will be performing there.
I was broken in two by the flows of the night. I was down on my knees, but up for the fight. You warmed me with words, you told me enough. I never knew love could hurt this much. Never knew love could hurt this much.
That is Nini Pujarvi and Mika Kuokkanen live from Studio A, and a tune from their previous album together. And you just got back from New York, and you guys were working on the other album there. Is it all the recording done?
Not all. We're going to cut some bass tracks in Finland and some overdubs, and then we're going to do probably two songs in Finland, and then we'll come to mix it near Woodstock.
And you said Larry Campbell came and worked on this one.
Yeah.
Now he's a name that's familiar to a lot of music fans. How did he get involved in that?
Well, we've been playing a lot at Levon Helm's place, The Rambles, and we recorded there.
Larry Campbell three
albums, and Justin Gwip, who's doing the recordings now, is a good friend, and he was working for the Levon Helm band there, and so we met Larry couple times, and they're working a lot with Justin. So now we did the recordings at Justin's home studio, and Larry came to play some guitar and mandolin and baritone guitar. And
okay. So tell me about getting the songs together for that album. Did it take very long, or did you have... And you and Terry, right,
yeah,
Terry,
yeah,
kind of go back and forth.
Yeah,
this stuff, right? Via the internet.
Yes.
Since he's in Australia.
One of the good sides of
modern
internet.
Yeah. Technology.
Yeah, he sends me some lyrics, and then I get the idea of what it should be, and it's great. It's great when you get the lyrics from poet, and then it's just... Because I did all the lyrics and music for maybe 25 years by myself, and now when we're on the tour all the time and we have 4-year-old daughter, it's very nice to have the lyrics and then start working with music.
So which usually comes first? Do you send him the music and then he sends back lyrics, or
he sends lyrics?
Oh, and then you come up with the music for that,
and that's really nice.
Do you ever have stuff like in reserve? You think, oh, that would work with this piece that I already was kind of playing with.
Yes. In fact, there's one or two songs on this new album that I wrote myself before, and when I got Terry's lyrics, I was like, wait a minute, would this thing work on this? And then it worked, and I know, okay, it's for this song.
Well, and last time we were here, you guys were here, I know. Nini, we talked to you, and you've been playing fiddle since you were your daughter's age, I think, right?
Yeah, four.
so that's your whole life. Mika, I don't know if now that you have something else to do there, now that you want to tune, I'm going to ask you about.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I asked you about your guitar history. Was that your first instrument? Or
I got it when I was maybe around 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know how to tune or anything, but I started making songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I started studying when I was maybe 21 or 2. So, I learned, everything by myself. And then later on, I went to music school and learned the notes and everything. And now I'm getting away from all that again.
Well, I was going to say, is that hard when you've kind of done it intuitively, by yourself?
Yeah,
and then somebody's telling you, no, this is the way you do it. How does that work?
It was, well, of course, different things work for different people, but for me, the problem was that there was too much analyzing of everything, and so I wanted to be free, and like I heard you play J.J. Cale's song or whatever, he could have had one chord. And if you ask somebody to analyze the chords of the song, and then you end up thinking that good music is the difficult music. So I was like, no, I don't want to go there because there's many other things that are really important in pop rock, jazz music, and so I'm kind of getting back to how I was when I was 10 years old, and it's not really that difficult. It's nice to have the magic. I when I write songs or do, I want to have the same thing that I have when I picked up the guitar and started making music, because over analyzing can take it away from me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been teaching music in at the university and so, but still I felt like you have to have the passion and fire and not to think about, am I ready or am I, you know, you're ready. You just have to do it and then you get better. But
And the technical part is not always as important as how it feels.
Yeah, yeah. It's important, but yeah, you have to get the fire going, exactly. And then it comes. But if you don't get the fire, if you're concerned what the other people think, then you might end up, you know, losing the interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might give you keys to use, but then you have to know how to use them. Kind of, it might give some ideas maybe. But I'm in the kind of same situation that I'm wanting to get rid of everything that I learned because it kind of.
Sorry about this. Is there a music school?
Yeah, there is. You know, but
I find it fascinating. Yeah. I think it's very interesting.
I think it's, yeah.
I felt that it was very important. Part of my life was going to music school and study, but also it was important to kind of get rid of that and start kind of thinking by myself. And
yeah, I think the most important question is what do you want yourself? It's not, you know, and that's. At least in Finland, when I was studying, no one asked that. It was like learning, and matinees and tests and everything. So I think it's really important to ask from the student what he or she is after.
Now, since you've traveled so much in the States and met so many American musicians, do you feel like there's a different approach to music here or in the musicians that you met? Or?
I think it's more laid back kind of thing.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Here. And they are not thinking as much as Finnish people. They are always thinking about what the other ones are
thinking about
and like there's so many million good musicians in America, so why to go there? And it's like I don't care, I you know, it's music and we want to play it to people, and our music is, you know, it's good here in Australia, and people understand it, and so that's the main thing, you just go.
Finnish people are, in average, they are usually so scared to make mistakes, so it's kind of and it's our kind of
burden
that we carry kind of some kind of shame in everything. You might have heard about that, but people are very so afraid to do mistakes, and kind of that's why they, if somebody here has traveled to Finland, they might have seen people who never talks to you or say even hi, but one part of it is that they are scared to use different languages because they are scared to make mistakes with that too, and same goes to music and everything. But I wish everybody there could get rid of that really fast. It's it's very kind of kahlittava. What's the word? But anyway, yeah, it's hard to carry that whole lifetime, and it probably, I don't know where it started. Maybe from Second World War or something, when people didn't move to cities and didn't know how to kind of behave and everything like that. So it's very you can feel that kind of atmosphere there. Well, sad.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to ask one more question since you both started so young and your daughter is 4 now. Are you starting? Is she starting any instruments?
She plays violin or fiddle, whatever it calls. But I don't want to, for her, I don't want to have it too serious stuff. My parents were both musicians and I started when I was 4, and I'm happy that I wanted to start to play violin. They never pushed me to do that. So as long as she feels it's fun and it's nice to play, and we try to play together as much as possible, so she feels like being part of something. I think that is much more important than to kind of learn certain skills or just have the spirit and like having fun and enjoying what you're doing. And she's only 4. It can be more serious when she's much older if she wants to.
And she's been with us over 400 gigs, so she knows what we do, and you know, so it's up to her.
If it's something that she enjoys, she'll just naturally
follow it. Yes. Right. What she wants to do is she definitely wants to come with us on the stage. And now
it might happen on Sunday.
Yeah. It's her. She really wants to come. So many times I had to say no to her. But last time when we were a couple of days ago in Ely, greetings to everybody there if they hear. I don't know if they can hear this there in up to Ely. But anyway, she definitely wanted to come, and she came a couple of times. But she doesn't have her violin with us here, so she decided to play harmonica with us, which is very cool, and she really enjoyed that too.
Oh, that's great.
Got her a little time.
All right, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to do?
Well, we decided this was actually our friend Mimmo's wish that we're going to do this from my newest Finnish album. It's a love song that Mika wrote to me together with kirjaaja, author called Inka Nousiainen, and it's a love song, but it's more like love to all those people who already has gone,
passed away.
And it's also a winter song, so this goes well to this time of year. Rakkaus on.
Paljon osaavat vain olla hiljaa, hiljaa tahdon minäkin kävellä. Nämä kuuset vartioivat täällä monta unta, eikä sitä rauhaa saa. Ja rakkaus tuolla jossain lumen alla, rakkaus on tuhansissa lyhyissä, niiden väliin jäävässä pimeässä.
Well, that's just lovely. That's Nini Pojarvi and Mika Kuokkanen, and a song that is from Nini's latest album,
yep,
released in Finland.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, such a pleasure to have you guys here. Thank you.
Oh, so great to be here. Yeah.
Kiitos.
Kiitos. Kiitos.
Terveisiä kaikille.
Kyllä. Ja kiitos kaikille, jotka ovat meistä pitäneet hyvää huolta. Thanks for everybody we met here.
Well, it's so great to have you guys back. And again, they are playing on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Well, the show starts at 5:30 p.m. It's a benefit at the Red Star Lounge in Duluth, and it is for community member Jerry Henkel and also local musicians Jim Hall, Robbie Meyerson, and the Procrastinators are going to be playing. And again, that starts at 5:30 on Sunday. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.